We talked the last 3 weeks about knowing God's will for us, how we can find in Scripture His will for us, and how we make it harder sometimes than what it really is. So I have a question for all of us this morning. What in this world are you going to do with God's will once you find it? Many difficulties in determining the Lord's will are overcome when we are truly ready to do whatever His will may be. So I ask you again, what are you going to do with God's will once you find it? Let's look at Proverbs 15, 21 through 23. Folly is a joy to him who lacks sense, but a man of understanding walks straight ahead. Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. When we come to understand God's will for us, we should take it and walk with it. Live it out. Don't push it aside, maybe because we don't agree with it or it might frighten us. When you're searching God's plan for you, be ready to obey. His plans are perfect, and we should rest in that and accept His will for us. And there will be times that you don't completely understand, or times when you understand but don't know what to do next. I would encourage you to seek out someone you know that is a strong believer and who knows you well, and talk with them about your discovery and ask for help in what to do next. They have most likely been in the same place you are now, and they would be willing to talk this through with you, pray with you, seek God's guidance with you. But be open to God's leading. Seek advice. In John 7, 17 and 18, it says, "If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood." Whether we follow Jesus depends on whether we are willing to obey Him. That's very important. We have to be willing to obey when we ask God for His will. If we're not willing to obey it, why ask at all? If we are morally willing to follow Jesus, we will be intellectually convinced that He is the way, the truth, and the life. When you know what God wants you to do, how should you do it? What should you do next? And Ephesians 6:6 says, "Not by the way of eye service as people's pleasures, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." So we shouldn't be trying to do God's will for people to see that, for eye service or to please people, but we should be doing it to serve Christ, because we desire His will for us and He desires His will for us. It makes a perfect combination. From Scripture, what are factors or other factors that can help you discern God's leading? In Romans 13:1, it tells us that God's authority is the only authority we should live by. And in Ephesians 5:15-17, it tells us to be careful and wise. Make the best use of our time. Do not be foolish by following the evil in this world, to understand what the will of the Lord is. We should spend more time trying to figure out God's will for us than we do in foolishness that's going on in our world. And I think we can find ourselves scrolling through Facebook and watching certain news channels that are all lies. And we need to be searching for the truth. And the only way we can find the truth is through Jesus. And in Colossians 3:15, it says to simply let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, When we let Christ rule our hearts, we are going to find so much more peace than when we are doing the things that this world draws us to. Am I saying I don't do those things? Of course I do. I'm human. But we need to really be careful about how we allow that to draw us to a place of negativity, a place of complaining, a place of hatred even. So be careful. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. As we conclude our talks on knowing God's will, I challenge all of us to ask, am I truly willing to do whatever God wants me to do? Am I truly willing to do what God wants me to do? As we go about this week, I pray that you will consider this question and that you will research scriptures and that you will search your heart for the honest answer. Be honest about it. Don't answer it the way you think people want you to answer it, or even the way you want to answer it. Answer it with truth. Answer, am I truly willing to do whatever God wants me to do? I'll be asking myself the same question as I pray for all of us to know without a doubt God's perfect will for us. Thank you for joining me today. May the Lord bless you always and in all ways.